This is the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. My name is Isabel Graves. Episode number 582 is here. Let's get to it with today's topic, build a Facebook group. We have some great content for you today. But first, before we move on to talk about the subject of today's episode, let's take a moment to talk about our sponsors. PodBot. Let's face it, buddy. Your content is not the best thing since sliced bread. I mean, all things considered, you make pretty good content. But not a whole lot of people want to take the time out of their day to concentrate on reading your latest political rant, or narcissistic personal story. Don't take this the wrong way. Your content is good. But it's not good like a fancy meal in an expensive restaurant. Your content is good like a cheeseburger and soda at a drive-thru. Yes, we consume it. Sometimes there is nothing better around and sometimes we're just bored. Whatever the case may be, we all consume that greasy drive-thru cheeseburger every once in a while because it's fast and convenient. So make your content fast and convenient as well. Help serve your audience with an easy-to-consume audio version of your content. Visit podbot.ai today and convert your written content into a full-length, natural-sounding cheeseburger. I mean natural podcast. Convert your written content into an easy-to-consume podcast. Facebook groups include built-in analytics, two group insights. Group insights can be accessed by clicking on Group Insights on the left sidebar. To create a group chat, click on the three dots option below your cover photo, and then Send Message. You'll see an email containing this message to all users. The following is how you would like them activated. Merely creating a Facebook group for your business won't magically attract your target audience and turn them into your clients. Once you know what the purpose of your Facebook group should be, it is time to begin creating the right type of society. As your group grows, keep track of the metrics, discover what type of content works best for your members and pivot your posts in that general direction, your community will grow as well. If there are any other types or domains where users can learn more about their social media presence from others who have posted on these sites over many years without having access only via Google, we'll do our part. We hope this post helps guide people through how they use Twitter accounts with little risk by not posting anything online. It may just make sense if some readers want something like Twitter account info instead. Overall, there are 889,770 users who are following my updates. Method 8: ask existing group members to invite other members. Ask group members to invite only friends whom they think will be interested. If you have a question about your membership and want us on Facebook or Twitter, we can ask them. We don't know the specific user's preferences, but if it is someone else emailing me, please send him an email. I hope this helps. Administrator approval. Administrators review applications to join the group and decide whether or not to approve them. Give people a compelling reason to join. You should be using video to get in front of more users, generate more engagement and encourage people to join your group. 16 ways to grow your Facebook group 3x faster. Keep reading to discover the strategies that will help promote your Facebook group far and wide. A genius strategy to gain new members on autopilot is to put your Facebook group link in your email signature. Don't forget you can use this free tool for a variety of activities, from selling food products or buying books. It's easy if you want an extra click-through every day with no ads. September 30th. This is all for today, guys. My name is Isabel and I appreciate your attention. Please join me for the next episode of the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast and share this podcast with your friends if you enjoyed it. Thanks, bye-bye.